Handbook of the Navigator, Alpha and Omega. Why You and the Universe Were Meant to Meet. By Eric Pepin, version 2.0. All that is gold does not glitter. Not all those who wander are lost. The old that is strong does not wither. Deep roots are not reached by the frost. From the ashes a fire shall be woken, a light from the shadows shall spring. Renewed shall be blade that was broken, the crownless again shall be king. J.R.R. Tolkien. Introduction. There are experiences in life that mere words cannot express. The only way you truly understand them is when you experience them for yourself. This book is designed to create a vibration within you that I call multidimensional consciousness. You can achieve it when you have a series of thought patterns or realizations. I first discovered this process when I was very young, and it has had a powerful effect on my life. I am confident it will positively affect your life too. On a warm summer day, when I was about 7 years old, the air was laced with the scent of dry grass fields and the hum of buzzing insects in the distance. I sat on the steps of my home, listening deeply to the melody of sounds while enjoying the smells of nature. The harmony of scent and sound gave way to a great inner peace for me. It still does to this day. This harmony moved my consciousness to an unfamiliar place in my mind, yet it felt completely natural. I now refer to this place as the in-between. Within that place, I felt something subtly directing me to walk into a nearby field that was overgrown with tall, dry grass. I found a path and began to walk towards the center of the field, where there was a small pond. Somehow I knew that it was my destination. During the winter months, I ice skated there with my friends. On my way down the path, I became aware of grasshoppers resting on dried blades of grass. For a moment I stopped and looked at a grasshopper, and it seemed to look back at me. A quiet stillness came over me. As I was drawn into the grasshopper, I was unaware of anything happening around me. My eyesight became clearer and enhanced, but it did not really seem to be my eyesight. I was aware of the firm structure and color of the grasshopper as its legs held the stem of grass. Its mouth moved slowly and then rapidly. Its eyes seemed to almost speak to me. I merged with the grasshopper and became one with it. Then I suddenly inhaled. For a moment, I had forgotten to breathe. During my inward breath, I detached my mind from the grasshopper and continued to walk towards the pond. The harmonious sounds of that day again filled my ears as summer's warmth wrapped around me. There seemed to be nothing but the field and the buzzing sounds of nature all around me. I felt a deep sense of peace and calmness. Somehow, I knew that it was important to experience everything that was happening because I was about to have a revelation. The path widened, giving way to a golden pond with the sun reflecting on its surface. As I walked closer, the smell of the field blended with the scent of water and mud, becoming new instruments in the harmony of scent and sound that afternoon. The shimmering pond beckoned my young and curious mind. Spotting a large stone stretching from the embankment into the water, I lay down on it, facing the water. I began to experience the sun's warmth radiating from the rock. It embraced me, and I openly accepted its warmth. I noticed my reflection on the pond. The sun and small moving clouds behind that image gave me the sense that I was looking at someone other than myself. Then something caught my eye as it moved underneath the surface of the water. As I peered through the glassy water that separated my reflection from what was hidden behind it, I noticed an underwater micro-world. A myriad of water insects were spiraling and swimming around, and hundreds of frog eggs were clinging to the pond's weeds. As I looked closer, each majestic orb appeared to contain a galaxy of new life. Then, the summer sunlight penetrated the water in golden beams and separated the shadows of darkness. Once again, I almost forgot to breathe. I took a deep inward breath and rolled over onto my back. I looked up into the blue sky and continued to soak in the sun's warmth, and I became aware of a distant buzz slowly growing louder and louder. In fact, it grew so loud it alarmed me. Just before I leapt to my feet, a dragonfly flew within inches of my face, and a rush of adrenaline exhilarated my entire being. Just as quickly, the dragonfly sped away along with the alarming buzz it created. I stood up and looked at the field around me. As I took another deep breath, I felt myself filled with an internal hum. It was a blissful vibration, as if the dragonfly's buzz was now within me. It rapidly grew more intense, pulsating through me until it enveloped my entire being. At that moment, I became aware of every cell in my body humming in harmony with the others. As I looked up, the bright blue sky gave way to patches of night sky. The daytime quickly became night. Suddenly, in the middle of that summer day, stars appeared. In much the same way that I experienced the grasshopper, the stars elves. I was aware of their presence both visually and internally as the stars moved through me. As I breathed in deeply, the stars quickly faded away into the blue, sunny sky. The internal humming faded, and I felt a great peace within me. I slowly looked all around me in a circular motion, taking notice of the pond, the field, the insects, the birds, and the trees. I realized that all is one. It was at that very moment that something surfaced within me. It was a memory that seemed to add to my being, a missing piece of who or what I am. I recognized that something guided me to experience that moment, and I chose to listen to it. I now listen to it every day of my life. I call it the Navigator. May the Navigator be awakened within you. May it guide you to find what you have been seeking your entire life. Completion. Eric Pepin.